Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, Rapture Centric Church. God bless everybody. I hope you're enjoying your pastor, Jesus Christ. We are going to take this time, the next 2 hours, and seek the Lord individually and corporately and come back together and see what he tells us. However, before we do that, I think this might be 713. Who's this?
This is Debbie Somerset.
Oh, hi, Debbie. I thought you were possibly someone that was calling to give in a testimony. I'm glad you're here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are actually going to take this night. Welcome, Joe. Welcome, Keith. Welcome, Tana and Jerry. Let everybody hear your beautiful voices.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Joe just sent me a text. Joe, is it pitch black over where you're at? Interesting day for everybody. Interesting day. So, Joe just sent me, he said there's a crazy storm right now where he's at. It's pitch black outside. So, yeah, we have some fun stuff going on. But, yeah, we're going to take this time and the next couple hours to seek the Lord. This is actually really powerful. We're not, like, canceling service. This is what the Lord asked us to do, is to, the time that we would normally spend in the chat room and on the air, to seek him individually and corporately, because we're all doing it together at the same time as a body. So however you choose to do that, I'm going on a walk. And he just wants to speak to us, and so he's speaking. His voice is powerful. The way he talks, and we'll come back together. I'll open the chat room in a couple hours. I unmuted everybody that called in, and we can, you know, just if you want to say hi or share anything, and then we will go ahead and end this service. So Jerry and Tana and Keith and Joe and Debbie, does anyone have anything they would like to share?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yes, I just wanted to let you know that I watched a particular video today. I believe it was somebody recording it off of Fox Business. And within 10 minutes, the lady that was broadcasting said, "Watch out for solar flares." Now, that's as much warning as we're going to get, brothers and sisters. I really have it in my heart that we might not get to hear each other's voices again until we get to hug each other in person. So I'm not at all sure that this won't be
Amen.
The very last time, you know. I let my husband hear that, telling him that if his phone doesn't work tomorrow, it's not his service, it's the sun.
Amen, Debbie. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're always hoping and praying this is our last service, because we will be up in the air. And praise the Lord. Thank you for solar flares.
Absolutely.
if people can't use their cell phones for a while, they're going to think it's Armageddon. So it'd be a really good wake-up call, you know?
Yep. Yeah. He asked me today to spend time with him, which I did, which it was mostly fellowship.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's what we've been doing. The Lord had me and my son. He wants us to go out again, but he wants us to fellowship together and with him. So I've spent my day doing that, and he wants us to do it some more. And you know, we're leaving. And I just want to, God bless everybody. So I'll open the chat room in a couple of hours. Is anyone dying to say anything before we go commune with our dad? Thank you, Debbie, for sharing. It's beautiful to hear that.
You're welcome.
God. Yeah, thanks, Debbie.
Is anyone dying to, usually I'll just make the announcement and then we'll get off, but he told me to unmute everyone. Is there anyone else that wants to say anything before we end this? No? Okay, well, Grandma Pat's here. We love you. Grandma Pat, why don't you read Roman's email and then we'll end. If nobody else wants to share anything.
I love you.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi,
love you all.
so
much.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I worship
praise
you,
Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, yes. Okay, hang on, guys. Let me just, let me get this. I just want to say today was fellowship. It was just playing love songs and feeling all the love and being close to him and little things he would say through the songs and stuff. And, I mean, whoa. I mean, it's for everybody. Whatever he says to me, I just have it for all of you guys, you know. So it's, like, incredible. Just beautiful, beautiful. Tremendous love today. So just a feeling that he's, wow, he's just right there. Just right there. Okay, here it is. Oh, hang on. I'm just going to click this on. Alrighty. Okay, here it is. He says, he put this in chat, but for anybody who didn't get it, because that's what I was told, he says, it is time to fly. Get ready. I feel it. Exanti, I don't know how to say that name. I'm sorry. And Michelle got the 13th. Yeah, that is the date that we fly. Jerry got the 21st, and I really believe that is the maximum date for the rapture, the 21st. Also, Jerry said that he felt that the 21st was an endpoint date that God gave him. Also, I remember another reason they had a dream from God. Oh, another person had a dream from God, and she was walking on a big calendar, walking between the 14th and the 21st. She couldn't walk past the 21st and was stuck. I believe the rapture will happen on the 21st. Also, another sister God showed, Anagamanta, that the rapture will happen between the 14th and 21st. Wow, wow. The 21st is the end point for the rapture. 7 days before the 21st is basically the 13th. We leave on the 13th. Then 7 days later, the rapture happens on the 21st. I can feel it. God showed me. Exante and Michelle, the 13th. Also, I always see 23 everywhere now, and the 21st in Hebrew is 23 Sivan, S-I-V-A-N, with a lot of exclamation points. Wow.
Yep.
And plus,
yep,
the 21st is on a Sabbath. Get ready, bride. We will, all in caps, get ready, bride. We will leave on the 13th, and the rapture will happen 7 days later. Something very strange happened. I was up since 4:30 this morning, and sometimes I do that, and just, you know. And I emailed him back, and I kind of went on to other things. I came back. His email, when I turned the thing on, was still there. I didn't put it on there. Plus, there was a calendar next to his email and a clock, which I did not put on. I don't know where it came from. I didn't touch anything. The calendar said June 13th in gold, okay, the 13th in gold, and the clock, I have no idea what this means, guys. It was at 7:24 a.m., but what does 7:24 mean? And I felt to send it to him, like I had to get up again, come in from the kitchen, and get my coffee, and stop everything and send that off, what I saw of the calendar and the chart. I have no idea what it means. That could be a total nutcase. But that's, all these things came on my computer, and I did not make them come on my computer.
Wow.
So there,
well,
you go.
No,
yeah, wow.
The Lord.
I have one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, go.
I have one more thing. Do y'all have one more minute?
Yes, honey.
Yeah, we do. Go ahead.
Great. Okay, Judy, you know that a while back I called Dustin, and I told him I had the walking on the calendar dream. And I tell you what, I was walking from the 13th to the 20th, and it was in May, and I just didn't recognize the month. I had the exact same dream.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm serious.
Wow.
I've got God bumps from head to toe right now.
That's the Holy Spirit, baby. Oh, my goodness. Because I didn't touch this. It just was on here. I didn't do a thing. Wow. Oh, that's incredible.
Well, I don't even catch every show, and I'm amazed that I am in a conversation.
Well, you know, normally when we do praise nights, I don't unmute, but the Lord was like, unmute it for a few minutes before we go into it. And so the Lord wanted Debbie and Pat and anyone speaking, he wants it to be heard. He wants us to be excited. Debbie, that's wonderful. I mean, that's just, and I got a text while we were from Katie, and Katie said the Lost Bridge in Paris collapsed. I don't know if anyone knows about that, but
wow.
The Lost Bridge in Paris collapsed. She says you put a lock on it when you are in a relationship or something. I think it's symbolic. So that's interesting that that happened.
Wow.
So, and Pat, what Pat shared is amazing. What Roman got about today was amazing. What Deborah got, why don't you go ahead and share that dream again real quick, Debbie, and how it relates.
Wow.
Yes, this was about a month ago. There was some other thing that triggered it, but I had to call Dustin. I just really needed to talk to him. And I told him that I had a dream that I was walking on a giant calendar. And I started on the 13th, and I was walking the days. And I got to a point, and I was stopped. There was a wall, and I turned around. And then I walked the other way, and I was blocked by another wall. And I looked down, and the number I was standing on was 20. And I thought it was the May calendar because that was a month ago, but it must have been the June.
Yeah. You know, this is really interesting that the Lord is flirting with the rapture-centric church, because it's not a coincidence that, you know, everyone here is getting similar things. So it's the Lord giving us a message before we go to spend some time with him right now, to us to be excited, A. B, he also gave Katie, I mean, a lot of people in this church are getting the same, and you just can't make this up, but are getting the same dates and numbers, and Katie had a clock experience with the Lord, and he put her clock on the 6th, and now she believes that meant the 6th month, you know, and we are in the 6th month of June. So it's just exciting. We thank you, Jesus, that you are indeed telling us it is time to go, and we are to see your face. We worship you, and we thank you, we give you praise. Would anybody like to, or each person that called, would you like to end us in a prayer of thanksgiving or whatever the Lord puts on your heart? Feel free, and then we'll end the service, and then we'll come back together and chat, you know, at the end of the 2 hours.
I'll go. Father, we thank you for this tremendous feeling of unity that we have in our rapture-centric body under you. We love that you're our pastor. We love that you guide us and speak to us. We seek you, and you lead us. Thank you, Lord, for this encouragement today, but also the fellowship with you that you've led us each individually to in the same day, and also in our great expectations. We love you, Lord, and we look for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
All right. Well, if anyone else would like to do it, do a prayer before we take this time to. Now, remember, this time is really powerful. It's a time that we would normally spend together fellowshipping, and we are continuing to spend it together, but we're doing it in the spirit. So I just encourage you to, you know, God's going to speak to you. I've prayed. We're all praying for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to touch us as a group. So we're just not doing it on the phone or in the chat room. We're doing it in intimacy with him. So we're fellowshipping corporately. It's kind of like a church prayer meeting, but we're doing it, you know, just pretend like we're all in a big room and we're just seeking our Lord's face together. I call it date night. And that's what he told me he wanted us to do today. And so I take it, you know, I take it seriously. Like, I know he's going to give a lot of us the same messages. Every time we do this, very significant things have occurred. So we'll look forward to, if we're here tomorrow, we will look forward to hearing it in the AM or PM or in the chat room in a couple hours. But the Lord is telling me he's excited to reveal more to his bride. And for all we know, we're getting translated together in this next 2 hours as we seek his face. Personally, I'm going on a prayer walk. Me and my son are going to a park, and we're just going to thank the Lord for his marvelous appearing. So thank you, Jerry, for your beautiful prayer. If Tana or Keith or Joe or Debbie or Pat would like to say it, end us in a prayer, you're welcome to. Otherwise, I'll end the show. So speak up now.
Just Jesus, thank you. Thank you for bringing us all together. Thank you for the loving family we are. Thank you for the consolation and uplifting and encouragement that we give each other. Thank you that we have this beautiful body of believers who love you unconditionally and love each other unconditionally. It's like a touch of heaven. So just thank you. Just thank you. I just want to say one thing real quick. One of the videos I was watching, it was a beautiful, Yes, I Love You, it was called. I'm not sure, I don't recognize the author that much, but three quarters in, it said, and this is for all of us, so put yourself where I am. It showed a woman on the beach. She looked so much like me in a white dress with the face and everything, walking on the beach, and he said, will you marry me? So that's for all of you. See the clerk?
Wow.
It's for all of you. It's for all of you. I represent all of you,
yes,
in this video.
Lord. Yes, Lord, we will marry you. Yes, we will marry you.
Yes. But the woman looked so much like me at that age. I mean, I couldn't believe he did that to me. Because all day it's been love songs and just fellowship, like Jerry said, fellowship. To stay close to him.
Yeah.
That word, reveal yourself, Lord, to us in the next couple of hours. Lord, we ask your anointing on all of us to remove any blocks that are causing any issues in our life in any area. And we ask that you descend upon us and anoint us. Lord, allow us to feel your power, your energy, your love, and fill us up, Holy Spirit, with anything that we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Where two or more gathered, he is there. So he's with us,
amen.
Guys. He's with us. I'm really looking forward to coming back together or seeing you in the air. So anybody else? All right. I love everybody. I'm going to end up with a beautiful love song in line of what Jerry and Pat were saying. I'm going to end us with the song.
Amen.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me. But I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing heart. Risking it all, though it's hard. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
All right, church. Well, God bless everybody. Just pretend if we had a church building, okay, and we were all together, this would be called a corporate prayer meeting where we're all seeking the face of the Lord together in unity. So I expect him to meet us powerfully because he asked us to do this. So, you know, just pretend we're together, and we will come back and share what the beautiful Lord Jesus has done with us, unless he just is doing this to meet us in the air, okay? So be excited,
amen.
Be expectant, and know that the Lord is going to meet us corporately as part of his church. We're his rapture-centric church in February. You know, he did it. He just did it. So we thank you, our pastor, and we look forward to communing with you corporately, and we are going to listen and incline our ear. And, you know, have fun with the Lord. Yada brosandara shondayara, speak in tongues if you want. If you don't know what tongues is, say, Lord, would you give me a heavenly prayer language? Yada brosandara shondara. It's really fun. A lot of times I pray in tongues, and the Lord interprets it for me, and we have a lot of fun doing that. Sing songs to him. Go on a walk. You don't have to sit with your face in the carpet during our prayer time. You don't. If you like to do that, that's okay. You can seek the Lord while you're in the shower, while you're doing dishes, but this is a time where we're actually making a point to gather together as a church. It's different from when you're just, you know, alone with Jesus. I'm going to speak to this body corporately. He's in love with us. He's in this rapture-centric church. We are going to walk like Enoch walks, and it could be today. So be excited. The Lord is coming. I love everybody. Bye.
Love you too, sweetie. Love everybody.
Bye. Love you all.
Bye. Love you all.
You, Jerry, love you, Tana and Joe and Pat and
love you, everyone.
Thanks for calling. And we are going to again, I'll open chat in 2 hours. Okay, bye.
Bye, bye, loves. Love you all.
Bye.
Love you.